ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
Over the past several years, most states, including Wisconsin, have seen a decline in the overall number of prospective college students as the baby boomer generation sends its last children off to college. But there is one group of students whose numbers continue to grow. They are the Latino population, which is rapidly increasing both here and in many other parts of the country. Recognizing that growth, UW-Milwaukee recently announced plans to become a Hispanic-serving institution, which will bring new federal funding to the campus in the future. On this edition of UWM Today, we meet Alberto Maldonado, who heads up the UWM Roberto Hernandez Center, which is dedicated to serving Latinos. Welcome, Alberto. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you for the opportunity. I'm a huge fan of WUWM and obviously of your show, so I'm deeply honored to be here with you.
Well, we're more honored to have you with us because we're talking about a very, very important population in the UWM family, campus community, and that is Latinos. We have a big Latino population on campus already, don't we?
Yes, we do, and I cannot be more excited for being in the position that I am today as a UWM alum twice. Very proud of that. And having come almost full circle, having worked on campus, having attended classes, really and truly honoring the black and gold colors.
You were born in Milwaukee, but you spent a lot of time in your native Puerto Rico,
yes. Born in Milwaukee at a very young age. Moved to the island of Puerto Rico where I attended kindergarten through my first year of college and found myself coming back to Milwaukee, to my roots and to family and friends that I had left here in Milwaukee and finding in UWM definitely a home to continue my academic career And now here, talking about the growth of the Latino population, not only on campus but in the city of Milwaukee and in this region, being now in a position as a director, interim director of the Roberto Hernandez Center, we have such a great purpose in providing students today with academic support with the social cultural programming that we feel it's necessary for them to also feel welcome on campus and the resources that students, as you know, need to complete their journey at UWM.
Many of the Latino students on campus are the first in their family to attend college. Does that present special challenges as you think of how UWM serves that population?
Most definitely. Presents a number of challenges, but also presents a number of opportunities for us to be, you know, at the center of you know, the type of services that these students need, right? From academic advising to financial aid guidance to really connecting them to key offices and centers on campus to make sort of those obstacles disappear or at least, you know, help them through that process. Many students, first out of the family to come to college, have great desires, you know, to go into college. Families have high hopes for those sons and daughters to go on to college. And we're in a great position to be at the receiving end of those students at UWM. We've seen a tremendous growth on the Latino population at UWM, dating back 46 years ago when there were approximately 15 students on campus, to now talk about the possibility of becoming a Hispanic-serving institution. It's super exciting for me as a leader of this office on campus, and to be among a number of other colleagues on campus having these conversations, developing strategic plans to support the students and to grow that number potentially in the next few years.
So 45, 46 years ago, only 15 Latino students. Today, almost one out of every 10 students at UWM, population of 26,000 students, are Latino.
Correct. And I am deeply honored to be in a position that I am. And, you know, I ride on the shoulders of many individuals like the Roberto Hernandez, and other leaders that came through our campus that really made an effort to see what we're seeing today. Right.
Many of our listeners may not be aware of the history of the Roberto Hernandez Center, but it is colorful. Roberto, well, I'll let you tell the story of how Roberto did perhaps open the pathway for more Latinos to be served at UW-Milwaukee.
Roberto Hernandez, obviously a student leader in his days, along with other leaders on campus, like former Regent Jesus Salas and other students that really fought and were the voice of that small population of students, but also the voice of the Latino community during that time. They wanted to see a UWM that provided access and resources to more Latino students, not just those 15. And so Roberto became sort of a champion for what we have today. And, you know, we honor his legacy, and you know, I hope to continue building on what was then a huge victory for Roberto and all those students that saw a need and really spoke on behalf of that community back in 1970.
Well, and stepped up and actually had a confrontation with school administrators, with the chancellor at the time.
Yeah, I mean, they did what they felt it was necessary, and what was necessary was to take their concerns to Chancellor Klaschke and sit in and wait for great results that we now can say that we have a center, and we are perhaps, if not the only one, one of few centers in the state of Wisconsin that is fully dedicated to help Latino students through their academic journey at UWM. So we're very proud of that, and we're very proud that we've been able to honor that legacy.
We talked earlier about the tremendous potential of making UWM a Hispanic-serving institution. That means you have to reach about 25% of the overall population needs to be Latino. You're at 10% now. Talk about what's happening in terms of the demographics, the size and the growing size of the Latino population within the Milwaukee region.
Correct. It is not a surprising, you know, fact. It's a phenomenon that's happening all over the country, but specifically here in the Milwaukee area, we've definitely seen a strong uptick in the number of Latino students and Latino families in the Milwaukee area, and we will continue to see that happening for years to come, and that's what really alerted us to really think about how are we approaching this? How we, as an institution, as one of the most important institutions here in the city of Milwaukee, how are we serving this community of students that it's growing, that it's looking to further their careers, who are looking to further their lives, and UWM being in a great position with the resources, the Roberto Hernandez Center being at the driving seat of really promoting and supporting these students, what are we doing? And now we find ourselves really having very important conversations of growing that number and really capitalizing on the growth that we not only seen today, but the growth that we're going to continue to see. We're going to see more students coming to UWM and knocking on our doors and saying, I want to get a degree from there. I want to get a bachelor's. I want to get a master's. I want to become a doctor, a lawyer. And we want to be able to answer that call. And I think we're doing that fairly well, and we will continue to enhance those services for years to come.
And the population of Latinos growing at a time when you see either flat or slight declines in black and white population groups. Latinos continuing to grow, bigger families, and as you suggest, more opportunities for a university like UWM to play a role in their lives.
You know, I think an important thing that I want to highlight is that the growth that we're seeing in demographics and then our intentions to become a Hispanic-serving institution is nothing other than and trying to increase the diversity on our campus. We are very, very proud of who we are as an institution. We're the most diverse institution in the state. We want to continue to grow that, and I think through this initiative, we will be able to accomplish that. So I want to send that a clear message to our audience and to our community that, you know, the fact that we're focusing on Hispanic doesn't necessarily mean that we're not attending to the needs of others. There's a lot of great collaborations happening with all the multicultural offices. Everybody is excited about this initiative, and I think we will continue to enhance all the services that we provide our multicultural students. But just the idea that we're increasing our diversity, that we're increasing our multicultural student population on campus, it's huge.
What's the biggest need that you see with students who are Latino showing up on campus for the first time? Again, many of these folks, first-generation college students.
I'm glad you asked that question because it's one that we encounter, you know, every so often, you know, semester after semester. And I think the one piece that comes up is it's finances, right? These students are first to go to college. Perhaps, you know, there was not a lot available to them in terms of financial aid. So how do we best inform families about the process to acquire money and secure money to finance the student's education? So financial aid becomes a bit of an obstacle in many of the conversations. We've seen students year after year coming very well equipped academically. That's not an issue, right? But I think finances. And UWM, again, I go back to who we are as an institution. We definitely provide top research, you know, and quality education, but we're also very affordable. And so having those conversations early on, talking about what it means to get a degree from UWM, what is it going to take? It's very important. That's why the event that we'll be talking shortly about, Bilingual Open House, plays a very significant role in informing families early on as to how they can make this possible.
There is an event coming up this weekend, in fact. We'll get to that in just a moment. But before we do, tell me a little bit more about the conversations that you have with the parents of these Latino students, some of whom may not have the English-speaking skills that that their kids have. Is there any special communication that has to go on between your office and the parents who are going to be sponsoring their children?
And we're in a great position. My entire staff is bilingual. So whenever a family walks through our doors or we get a phone call or we have an email communication, we're able to really attend to their needs immediately and really get to the heart of what is it that's getting in the way of them either applying to college, applying for financial aid, or securing scholarships to attend school. So having that ability to really communicate well with them, it's extremely important, and we really take it seriously because we're able to, you know, to take care of that need
and bring some comfort and confidence to families for whom this may be a first time that they have found themselves perhaps on a college student or on a college campus with their students who may be thinking that this is where they spend the next 4 years of their life.
And Latino families, you know, we have a tendency, we feel better when we are able to make that personal connection. And I think our center and the many resources we offer at UWM, that's where we're able to sort of capitalize. They see a place, a destination where they can say, oh, I can send my son here because I know Alberto is there, or I know Olivia is there, or, you know, their staff that speak our language, and now you become a resource. Now you become, you know, a destination for them to really feel comfortable with the whole process. And that's what that really, you know, gives us a lot of purpose on our campus.
A campus family for those who are away from their family at home.
Exactly.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. So good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack, and joining us in the studio is Alberto Maldonado. Alberto is the interim director of the Roberto Hernandez Center, which serves one out of every 10 UWM students who are Latino and who bring such vitality to a very diverse campus community. Alberto, you mentioned earlier that in a couple of days you'll be hosting an event to bring Latinos, especially the entire family, together to learn more about whether college is the right fit for the student and whether UWM is the place where that fit occurs. Tell us what's coming up.
Yes, super excited. This will be our third edition of Casa Abierta, which is a bilingual open house. And an event that, you know, in the last couple years have really attracted families. This is a family affair. This is a family event in nature. And what it aims to do is to really educate the parents and provide parents with an atmosphere and a place that they can openly ask questions. They can meet and greet Latino students, Latino faculty and staff, and really connect with what UWM has to offer, but in their native language, which is extremely important considering what we mentioned earlier. A lot of students in the Latino community are their first one to go on to college. And so making an event like this, putting together an event like this where we can speak the language that they're most comfortable with is extremely important.
It's this coming weekend. Where is it located?
We're going to be located in the UWM Student Union, the Wisconsin Room, and then we're going to have adjacent rooms. This is a conference-style event. Even though we call it open house, families come in and we'll have specific workshops that would touch on financial literacy. We will touch on application process. We will talk about scholarships. We will talk about, you know, topics that are relevant to their needs and things that they're concerned about as they approach, you know, college age students and they're thinking about coming to UWM. What are some of the things that we can equip them with early on? Saturday, January 28th. We'll start very early at 7:30. We'll have opportunities for them to tour campus. We'll have keynote speaker, our very own Dr. Mark Mone, our chancellor, will be there to greet those families. We'll have a student panel, like I mentioned earlier, a number of sessions touching on different resources on campus. And honestly, a great opportunity to learn about UWM. We want folks to walk away knowing the volume of resources that are available to them and to make those personal connections. If there's something that we've really put in place with this event, it's personalizing the experience and making sure that families walk away knowing a name or two and having a phone number that they can call afterwards.
We, of course, at the beginning of this year, not only have your wonderful event that gives Latino families and students an opportunity to come and kick the tires and learn more about what college is all about. This is also coming in the same month that a new administration has been sworn in Washington, and certainly there's another political story that that I'd like to spend a couple of minutes talking about, and that is the situation facing undocumented students. You yourself were born here in the United States, American citizen, went back, spent time in Puerto Rico, came back, but you are a citizen.
Correct.
We have a lot of students on not just UWM's campus, but college campuses around the country who do not have papers, who are not documented. They may have been brought here, by their parents.
Correct.
At a very young age. And today, a lot of uncertainty about what the future holds for them.
Definitely a lot of anxiety with the current political climate and whatnot. Our office have, been able to definitely field a lot of questions and really work one-on-one with students and really let them voice their concerns and also connect them to resources on campus, which has been a great process and definitely has given us, sort of the ability to lead a lot of those conversations. At this event on Saturday the 28th, we'll have sessions on DACA, on undocumented students, on resources that we can provide families and whatnot. Tom, we will see this number of students, it will grow, right? We serve a number of students that are in that situation on campus, and we continue to develop programs through our Dreamers Initiative and through our Undocumented Student Task Force with one purpose in mind, and is to make those students feel like any other student on campus, welcome, providing them with the resources that they need to be successful and graduate from college and continue on to do great things. I feel very proud of the work that folks at UWM through the task force and the Dreamers Initiative has put in place to really work with this population, make sure that they don't leave in the shadows, that they feel supported on campus, and that their families know that their sons and daughters are being supported on campus as well.
Again, a real time of uncertainty, though, because during the Obama administration, those young people who, again, didn't get a vote here. Their parents came when they might have been 1, 2, 3 years old, and they've lived their entire life here in the U.S. Obama administration created a program that allowed them to continue to stay here safely,
right.
And that's what led many of them to enroll in college or take jobs. And now there's a big question in the minds of those same people as to whether they will be allowed to continue to stay here.
Yes, the deferred action for childhood arrivals has definitely provided students with a lot of hope, a lot of tangible hope. Before that, they were going to college not knowing if they could go into the world of work, and now that DACA provides that for many of our students and gives them hope. And I'm glad that as a campus we've pledged our support to hopefully continue providing DACA students with the same level of support. But there's a lot of uncertainty, right? And there's a lot of anxiety. And we're trying to, provide, the spaces and provide the conversations and the times on campus to really answer questions, to provide students with what a sense of relief that we're there for them, and that our campus, from administration to faculty and staff, will continue to provide them with the necessary support.
Earlier, you talked, Alberto, about the strong family ties that exist in the Latino population. What do you find happens with your graduates, with Latino graduates, when they are done with school? Do they tend to stay here in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin? Are they very mobile, or do family ties make them cheeseheads going forward?
Well, in my experience, it may vary from community to community, but for the most part, our students stay here. They want to be those teachers teaching at our local schools. They want to be those lawyers, and they want to give back to the community. There's a strong sense of pride and where they come from and the communities that they represent. So a lot of the students you will find teaching, becoming nurses in our local hospitals, and so they feel like Milwaukeeans, and they are Milwaukeeans. Right? They root for the Packers, they root for the Bucks, and they bleed black and gold, right? And so it's neat to see those students after they graduate come back and talk about, you know, how they're contributing to their very own community.
And that's a real asset to the city of Milwaukee, since UWM has more Latino students than anybody else in the state, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So just a couple of minutes left, Alberto. As you take a look at the next few years at the Hernandez Center, what's the focus? Is it going to be on getting that designation as a Hispanic-serving institution?
Well, Chancellor's Committee for Hispanic-Serving Initiatives has three main goals in mind, and it's to really aim at conducting some strong recruitment initiatives here in the Milwaukee area, the adjacent counties, even looking at Illinois as one of the areas where we see the potential to attract Latino students. Retention and graduation, it's key to our success and of becoming a Hispanic serving institution. And most importantly, also developing the scholarships that are going to be necessary to support these students. And developing the partnerships in our community. There's lots of folks out there that we are building on those partnerships that currently exist. UW has done a great job in building those partnerships. We want to enhance those and build new ones to create strong pipelines of students and build on really good allies that we have out there. So.
Terrific. Well, we wish you luck as you do that. And again, one more invitation this Saturday. Anyone who's interested in learning more about the opportunities for Latino students, just come to the UWM Student Union all day Saturday.
Yes, please. And if they want to make a quick phone call to learn more about the event, 414-229-1169. Or 229-6156. You can call and get more information about the event. We welcome everyone.
And if you can't make it this weekend, call anyway, and you'd be happy to sit down and meet with them.
Yes.
Thanks so much. Alberto Maldonado, the interim director of the Roberto Hernandez Center, serving 1 out of 10 UWM students, Latino students, our guest on this edition of UWM Today. That's all for this week's program. We will see you next week at the same time. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.